the Lord and his comment on the greatest commandment. And we know he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind. And we've been working through those qualifiers that he established as far as love. I guess they're not qualifiers in the sense of minimizing, but in the sense of being inclusive, to love completely, to love in that manner, in that regard. And we've gone through your heart, your soul, and your mind. And so now we need to finish up on strength. Is the Lord strong? Amen. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Amen. And it's not just incidental or even what might be considered accidental. He is looking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him, or that is, they're reaching for him, desiring him. Amen. And he provides that strength. What could be more of a demonstration of strength in the Lord than the resurrection? I'm sure it was incredible for the disciples. Well, the disciples had trouble grabbing hold of that. They thought it was idle tales. When reports would come from eyewitnesses, they said, we saw him. They were doubtful and just amazing. But for even those who were his enemies to hear about it and to offer money to the people who were supposed to be guarding the tomb and the fabrication of the story that they made up. You know, his disciples came and stole it away, stole the body away while we were sleeping. Well, how did they know who it was if they were sleeping? But anyway, they perjured themselves, but they got paid for it. That's the corruption of the world. Ephesians 1:19 says, from the New American Standard, what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. Amen. The working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Praise God. And that is a demonstration of strength. That death could not hold him. Hell could not hold him. He has the keys of death and of hell. Praise God. All right. Let me just ask you now, what scriptures do you like that deal with the aspect of strength? When you are thinking about strength, the strength of the Lord, and so on, what verses of scripture do you think of? What pops into your mind about strength? Okay, yeah, 40:31, yeah. Wait upon the Lord and renew, amen. And that strength to take flight, that strength to run, that strength to walk, praise God. And that kind of power is what we know to be available. And not only it encourages us, but it helps us to be aware. Somebody else. I may feel like flying and somebody else is walking, but I'm not going to make fun of them. I'm not going to say, come on, man. Let's go, because I know what it is to walk as well as fly. Amen. And praise God. So, Isaiah 40:31. Any others? Brother Norm? Okay. perfect in weakness. That's such a paradox. But the divine infusing the human is what Paul was experiencing there when the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient and my strength." Praise God. And then Paul goes on there with his statements that almost make him sound crazy. But he's learning something after praying three times for that thorn to be removed. I'll glory in my infirmities. I'll be glad when I'm weak, because when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And he echoes the paradox there. But it's the strength of the Lord. Amen. Sister Phoebe. Okay. Nehemiah 8:10, is it? Nehemiah 8:10. What is it, Brother Greg? Nehemiah 8. Yeah, somewhere in there. The joy of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad the joy of the Lord is what we are able to be lifted up in, because there's a lot of artificial joy in the world today, a lot of chemically induced joy, I guess. And what we know the scripture to say, the pleasures of sin for a season. But when Jesus said, "My joy, my peace," praise God, that's a whole nother level of what he provides. Amen. Somebody find that. Now, we need to get these passages nailed down here. Nehemiah 8:10, I'm guessing, is what it is. Somebody find it. All right, Sister Glover.
Psalm 61, the last part of 2 and 3. "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy."
Mm-hmm. And the Psalms particularly gives a number of examples. He's my strength. He's my shield. He's my son. And the descriptions go on and on and on. Praise God. And I like, and I'm going to guess again, Proverbs, I better not guess. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and are safe." Praise God. Brother Greg, Proverbs 10:12. Who's got Nehemiah 8, whatever it is? All right, Brother Levi, what is it? Verse 10? "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Okay, so we got that one nailed down. Good. What other strength scriptures come to mind? Brother Norm. Very good. "All things. And he strengthens me." Wow. And again, we rejoice at what has happened to others, and we're thankful for them and certainly share that testimony, but he strengthens me. Praise God. He's got a plan for me. Amen. And thank the Lord. All right, anybody else? Brother Levi. There's one of those verses that has a lot of those descriptions of what God can be. And thank God he is our strength. Amen. I particularly like Ephesians 3:16, where it talks about being strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Amen. The outer man needs to be strong too. And I believe the Lord provides that for us so that we can do the work of his kingdom. But strengthened in the inner man, praise God, by his spirit. And oh my, how powerful and how wonderful the Lord can be. And Daniel 11:32, "They which do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Praise the Lord. So lots of strength. What we don't want to do is I was going to say corrupt that strength, thinking about Samson, misuse the strength, take the strength for granted. He didn't even know that the Lord had departed. He didn't even, you know, when he played with sin, when he allowed sin to be in his lap, he didn't even know that the Lord was departed. He thought he could get up and do mighty acts, strong deeds, just like he had done other times before, but the Lord had departed. God help us not to take strength for granted. Amen. He gives us strength to do work for his kingdom. Amen. Brother Mario. Right. Right. That's the one Brother Norm mentioned. And all things is just that's incredible. Does it say all things? All things. Now, the context of that is Paul is saying, I know how to be abased and I know how to be exalted. He, whatever state he said I am, therewith I'll be content. That's the context. And he's basically declaring there, whatever the circumstances are, God's going to give me the strength to walk through it and to get through it. Praise God. And so that all things is just an amazing opportunity for us to work for the Lord and to see his blessings. Praise God. And yet at the same time, when we're talking about doing the things of God for his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, praying that from our hearts and living that by our actions, is it possible to do nothing wrong and still do nothing right? That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? What I'm getting at is, don't think that simply subtracting things from your life, and we do have to subtract from our life, amen. That's the problem with the church world today, is they think they can add the blessings of God without subtracting the things of the world. And we know that's foolishness. We know we've got to allow those things to slip away. Behold, all things are become new. That's God's plan for us. But still, holiness by subtraction is not altogether God's plan either. There's got to be the positive action that takes place. And that's what he gives us strength for. That's why we serve God with all of our strength. Amen. Lots of things that we don't do. Thank God for it. I was thinking again as we were singing about salvation and the benefits of salvation, the blessing of salvation. So many things that I don't have to put up with anymore. Praise God. Amen. Many things we don't do, but many things we need to do. And not to sit back and just kind of go into coast mode, you know, glide, and feel like everything's good. I don't need to do anything. No, there's many, many things that the Lord wants us to do. And that's why he gives us strength. Add to your faith, Peter said. Add to your faith. And he lists those seven qualities in 2 Peter chapter 1. And what a tremendous opportunity to experience that more aspect that God wants us to have. And obviously, in the virtue and the knowledge, the self-control, all of those things that are included in that list are for the strengthening of the spiritual man, and we're going to add to our faith. Subtract sin, definitely. Subtract sin, but add to your faith so that you can work for God and you see his kingdom multiplied and the blessings that that he wants to bring forth. Because we're talking about loving the Lord with all your strength. Now, love will take risks, won't it? Love doesn't play it safe. That's why love is vulnerable. People who have been hurt sometimes are not going to open themselves to love again because it hurt too much, and they were victims or something happened, and so the devil would love for us to play it safe. Don't risk. Don't take responsibility. Look at all the problems, not the opportunities, and just kind of back up. No, we're not going to back up. We're going to step up. Amen. We're going to step in to the doors that the Lord opens, the opportunities that he provides, and love the Lord our God with all our strength. Now, the purpose of that power, the purpose of the power that he gave, that he promised, you're going to be endued with power from on high. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. And they're kind of looking at each other. Jerusalem's a bad place. We don't want to go there. We might end up on a cross. But it's been 40 days, and the Lord is telling them, you go there. Amen. And then he emphasized it, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the purpose of the power is to give witness to him. Amen. Your words and your walk come together. They don't oppose each other. They're not opposites. Your words and your walk come together to demonstrate the power that he has provided. Praise God. And to step out in that power. I can do all things. I can witness. And Paul made it very clear and very strong. I am debtor, he said. Then he said, I am ready to preach the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, he would declare. Now, those are real positive statements for him to make, because he knew firsthand about the power. One preacher said, quit living as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. Quit living like all you have to do is get to death safely and you're gonna be all right. Love doesn't do that. Love takes risks. Love steps out. Love obeys. Praise God. Love desires to do for the other. And in a married situation, you don't mind, you know, inconveniencing yourself for the benefit of the one you love. And that's the way it needs to be. That's the demonstration of love. Not convenient to clean the house, cook the meals, and do the laundry. But a wife usually is the one who fulfills that, and she does it over and over and over because of love. And the husband should help out. The husband should step up and step in. Now I'll help you with that. I'll clear the table. And then act like that's all I have to do for the rest of the month. No. You're demonstrating your love by what you do to help. Amen. Paul, speaking about this living, he said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Almost sounds fatalistic. But the Living Bible renders that Philippians 1:21 this way. For to me, living means opportunities for Christ. And dying, well, that's better yet. That's the Living Bible. So setbacks, sickness, oh, the Lord is there with his strength. My grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Praise God. And thank the Lord that he's able to provide for us in that way. Strength financially. I'll open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. You won't even be able to contain it. Praise God. I'm glad the Lord honors his word in that way. And not just a monetary way, but in a tremendous blessing in our hearts and in our minds, in our families, in our marriages, the blessing that he gives. How incredible, how wonderful that he's provided it. Amen. Because he fulfills his word. Luke 6 and 38, give, and it shall be given unto you. We found that to be true, haven't we? Yeah. Amen. And so we give. And then the Lord explains or expands on that aspect of give, and it shall be given unto you. He says, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Praise God. So, the Lord blesses in that way. And a Christmas for Christ opportunity for giving is coming up here in the Christmas season. And what a gift that we can give to the world to help a church get started in a community that has no witness. No message of the truth. Amen. And I hope we can, again, step up and give. Amen. Because it's more than just the money. It's the effort for his kingdom. And he gives us the strength financially so that we, in turn, can give a blessing to the work of the Lord. Amen. I'm still amazed at the plan that Brother Garrett shared with me in Phoenix. I need to call him and ask him on the progress of his plan. Here's his plan. And he already had, I think they had 5 daughter works already in place. They had 500 in church, and they were full. The young people had to come up, leave the first 3 pews and come up and sit in where the choir sits. They needed more room for people to come in. And he told me the plan. He said, I want to have groups of 25 to 30 meeting in libraries, meeting in hotels, wherever, around the city. I want those groups to be in place around the city. And I want 1,000 of them. I thought, okay, that's 30,000. 30,000 that can meet and worship the Lord, talk about the Lord, testify about the Lord, pray for people, see them get the Holy Ghost, get baptized in Jesus' name. Praise God. That's incredible. I need to check with him and find out how's that plan going. Because, oh my, the power of the Lord. See, that's why God gives us strength. Not just to be in the four walls and you know, enjoy the blessings that we have contained here, but to take it out there. Amen. Because that's what you do when you love the Lord. You love the Lord, you obey his commands. You love the Lord, you let go of things that will be detrimental to your love relationship, and you add things, add to your faith, that which is going to improve your relationship with the Lord. Loving him with all your strength. Praise God. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Amen. Who's the guy that wrote about 5 love languages? Chapman. Gary Chapman? Is he the one that wrote about 5 love languages? And interesting concept. Here's the Lord talking about 4 love languages. all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, all your mind. And maybe for you, one of them is more prominent than the other. That could be. That's the concept of Gary Chapman's five love languages. You speak a love language that is particular to you out of the five that he lists in his book. Well, what we need to do is develop all four. Love to the fourth degree. And let that power from the Lord continue in our lives. Amen. Develop every one of them. Because with God, all things. I like Mark 10:27. And the Lord repeats it twice here in this verse. Mark 10:27. Jesus looking upon them saying, with men, yeah, it's impossible. But not with God. Say, with God. For with God, all things are possible. Notice how he emphasizes it. With God, it's going to change. Praise God. Everything minus God, nothing. Nothing plus God, everything. Amen. The world needs that message. And they need to see it. They need to see it in operation. Not just on a plaque, on a poster. They need to see it in your life. Everything minus God is nothing. Nothing plus God is everything. And we live that because we love God. Amen. We love him. Somebody said that love was the early church's marketing plan. And that backs up what the Lord said. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples. You have love one for another. I sometimes focus on the power, focus on the revival, focus on the move of God. But all of those things happen because they loved the Lord. Amen. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name. That takes love. Amen. Love that is strong. Love that has strength. Praise God. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Wow. I wonder if they caught that. I wonder if they made the connection. Love one another. Yeah. We know that. As I have loved you. I wonder if it clicked. Love one another. That's quite a standard to measure up to, isn't it? And Ephesians 5, love for a husband for his wife, as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Now, the Lord doesn't want you nailed to a cross in a physical way, but he doesn't want you to grab a broom every now and then and help your wife out. Grab the vacuum cleaner every now and then and help out. Give yourself. Give of yourself. Simple. That's strong love. It's simple, but strong. Amen. By this shall all men, verse 35 of that same chapter, John 13, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Praise God. Faith, power, gifts, all of those things are very important, but love is the key. Now abideth faith, hope, and charity, but the greatest is charity, or that love. Praise God. Now, just a few minutes here. Let me add the part that Jesus added. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love is definitely a profound principle that the Lord wants to see operating in our lives. Love directed to him and love directed to others as well as to self. That's where forgiveness is so important. Some people want to I believe like the flagellants. They call those people, I think in the Philippines, they beat themselves and they walk the stations of the cross, and their backs, it's awful. Their backs are they're not playing. They don't have sponges that they're hitting themselves with. There's chains, and their backs are bloody. I mean, raw from what they were doing, going from the stations of the cross, thinking that they are, well, I'm not sure what they're thinking. Thinking, I guess, because of their teaching from their church, that they're making penance instead of repentance. And, you know, they do it at Easter time. Yeah, they're trying to reenact the Lord and so on. And the Lord doesn't want you to beat yourself. He wants you to accept his forgiveness and do a work for him. Amen. Rise up at resurrection power. Rise up above the past. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He takes care of the sin of the past. He takes care of the needs of today. He takes care of the cares of the future. Praise God. Rise up to do a work for him. And be strong in your love and your mind and your soul and your heart. That, anything left out? I don't think so. It's a total love that the Lord is asking. And then with that embodiment of those spiritual characteristics and godly aspects, then show that love to others. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5:5. And it's a love of God, you know, vertical, and it's a love of God horizontal, where we're reaching to others. Amen. My aunt used to love to sing from the songbook, that old song, "Love Lifted Me When Nothing Else Could Help." Love lifted me. And oh my, in their lives, God lifted them a long way. And he does that for so many others, because there's so many needs today that only love can fill. Not philosophy, not psychology, not religion, not sociology, not the social media, not, none of those things. Love is what fills the gap. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Praise God. Why don't we come and we're just going to sing here and pray for a few minutes. I just want you to meditate on this concept of love. And again, I know it's very familiar material, very familiar ground. We've covered it again and again. But I need it to be fresh in our hearts, fresh in our minds. I don't want the Lord to say, "I have something against you. You've left your first love." I want it to be strong. Amen. And the help of the Lord to do the greatest commandment, and to be good at it. Praise God. Let's love the Lord together. Thank you, Jesus.